All right, Sidewalk Radio, on the road, Athens. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Jennifer Hartley.
Jennifer, you're an artist. I can see that.
That's correct.
How do you feel about taking me quickly through the show here and some of your work here at Cine in Athens?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, let's do it. Actually, you can just hold this if you like.
Okay, let me put this in. This is brand new work, all done since December. I moved into a new studio, and I had the idea that I wanted to paint people walking their dogs in my neighborhood. So just kind of a silly idea. And the neighborhood's turn of the century, mill houses, kind of funky old houses. And I wanted them as a backdrop for the residents that are sort of walking in front of them. So this first one is Darren.
What neighborhood?
The neighborhood's called Newtown. It's just north of downtown, about two blocks from here. Off of Pulaski Street.
Tell people quickly where we are and kind of why you think this is a good place to, you know, show your work.
We are at Cine, which is an art house movie theater / bar / event space / art gallery. And I think it's a nice place to show because Carl Martin is the curator and he has a really amazing eye. So the shows tend to be high quality. And so I'm very honored to be here. This first one, Darren and his dog Dash, I started making this painting and that house got torn down before I finished. So it's kind of creepy that way. That house no longer exists.
Do the owners know that you were painting it?
No, some of the neighbors saw me prowling around taking source imagery, but I don't know who owned that house and it's gone now, so. This one's called Yellow Curb.
I like it. It's nice because, the caliber of the work, while not photorealistic, is definitely very, very accurate in, you know, the dog and the house and Darren, is that his name?
Uh-huh.
But it's nice to be able to see someone who can paint both architecture and the human form.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess those are two things I'm interested in. Yeah, I was sort of hoping it would seem like you were walking down the street, encountering these people. So the scale of the figures in the foreground and the houses in the background.
And how did Darren send you a picture of Dash, or did you all have to have a piece of bacon in front of him to get that?
I didn't get the dog to pose for me for very long. I took hundreds of really terrible snapshots and kind of collaged them together to make this piece.
Let's walk to the next.
Sure. This is Julia and her dog Willow. This one's called Which Way Willow? And
How would you characterize your painterly style?
Oh, no, you stumped me.
I did?
Yeah. How would you characterize my style? I don't know. I'm sorry, I should know that.
I don't think so. Hey,
my
I mean.
Professors are going, wait, we didn't teach her. It's figurative painting and bright colors and sort of loosely mixing paint on the canvas.
Did you study here in Athens?
I did. I got my undergrad and graduate degrees here.
How was that experience?
It was amazing. I came here in 1979 and never left. I came to go to school and never left.
One of the things I'm asking the different folks here in Athens about is, you know, why they love the city. Why do you?
It's easy. It's easy. It's affordable, and I can go next door and have a social life. I don't have to make big plans. I can just walk downtown and run into people I know. And it's an easy place to live.
Very hospitable. It's been really nice so far. Let's take a look at the next one.
More of the same. This is Erin and her dog Lemon. I tried to capture a sense of time and light, and so these two are sort of more fall, winter, and the first one's more summertime. And this is that's actually the house that she owns, and it's just this funny, it's got the sort of brick and rock facade, which I think is sweet, and I love the plants that people plant in their gardens. It's not like super high-end landscaping, but kind of pass-along, do-it-yourself kind of gardens and little statues and bricks and things that people put in their yards. I kind of wanted to capture that.
It seems like a cool neighborhood, and I can tell by the painting that everyone's fairly stylish when walking their dogs.
I got a couple of townies in this. The neighborhood's pretty mixed as far as who lives there. These are just three of a series of that I hope to be a larger body of work.
And the opening is tonight?
It is. It's here at Sine at 7 o'clock Thursday night. I don't know when this is.
Sidewalk Radio invited?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I love the work. Can't wait for tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. Also, I have paintings up at the Civic Center. Go by there. Yeah, there's 10 artists on display, local artists, or 11, including me. So
we'll include, some pictures of your work. They're really great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.